Like I say, I was on patrol one time, and I remember when I had found a village, and they were hiding somebody in the village, and we didn't know that it was a woman who was about to give birth to a baby at that time. Well, when we did find out, quite naturally, you know, we were a little upset, you know, looking around, and when we found out, things kind of calmed down. Well, I went back down and took her a case of C rations, you know, to the village, and left it for her. Well, the next day we went back through that village again, I found out that the Vietnamese soldiers on the other side, which is, I don't know if they're Viet Cong or NVA, but anyway, they had assassinated the woman.
Oh gosh!
They had taken her life and the baby. Well, that kind of bothered me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, it really bothered me. And there were some things that happened behind that. But when I came back to America, those were issues that I just didn't really want to discuss with anybody. And I kind of felt for a long time, if I had not left that village that night, if I had a set, we had a set up some kind of, or taken her back to our perimeter, knowing that that she was having this child, would that have helped her, or what could I have done? It was a long time, and until I got a hold of Al Balkans, you know, I could never really put that to rest, you know. And after going through ITP for the first time with him, I was able to put that to rest, where I was able to see her and the baby, you know. The baby, she had the smile on her face, she had the baby in her arms, and they waved at me. And it's just little things like that sometimes that we really need, you know, as we grow older in life, you know, to kind of help me out a little bit. You know?
Absolutely. Did she say anything to you, Paul?
Well, no. There was really nothing to say. All she was doing is just smiling and waving, and that's kind of the way that I guess I really wanted her. I really wanted life to be for her.
Yeah, you needed that.
I kind of really wanted her to have a life. Otherwise, I don't think I would have took the food down there for her if I didn't really want her to have a life. Paul, I kind of wanted her to be happy in life. And going through what Dr. Balkin sent me through allowed me to finally see her happy, you know, with her child.
So, Paul, even though she didn't say anything directly to you in your experience, there was still a message there, though, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like, well, hey, we okay. It's right. All right. Thank you very much. It was left to me like however I wanted to see it being, but it was good and not the way that I saw it at the time when it happened, and it was bad.
And that's important. Paul, thank you so much for sharing that experience with us.